Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. There's a few two-holer codes. We'll have to do a show on that one of these days. Yeah. Close the lid, so on and so forth. All right.
Sprinkle a little light.
Yeah, that's right. Replace the corn cobs. All right.
We just lost Margo.
We got to have some poetry here. Let's do this. The Grand Dame of Cowboy Poetry, Elizabeth Ebert, is riding along with us. This is an ordinary ranch romance.
I write a lot of poems about my husband. We've been married for 57 years now. I even wrote a limerick about my husband. It goes, "My husband's the theme of this rhyme. We've been married a mighty long time. He's not old, he's a classic, and though sometimes jackassic, to trade him in now would be a crime." It was just an ordinary morning, somewhere along in May, when my husband hollered from the yard, and then I heard him say, "I'm going to the pasture. It'll take an hour or two, and if you'd like to come along, we'll drive out in Old Blue." Now, I don't get to tag along much as a general rule, but I'd finished with maturing, and the kids were all in school. 'Twould be just like we were courting. I was happy at the chance, 'cause you take it where you find it when it comes to ranch romance. Now, Old Blue is kind of ancient. He's got some scars and dents, 'cause we use him when we're feeding checking cows and fixing fence. But the engine runs like clockwork and the tires are pretty fair, all except that right front white ball that sometimes loses air. And there is a chunk of baling wire to fasten down the hood and a saddle blanket for the seat where the cushion's not too good. The cab is kind of cluttered up with stuff we need, that's true. There's vet supplies and fencing tools and ropes and rifles too. Well, we headed for the pasture. Of course, I opened every gate, and we found that little heifer, the one that calves so late. Her bag was near to busting. Milk was dripping from each teat, 'cause she'd kick that little feller every time he tried to eat. So my husband said, "I'll fix her, and I'll do it slick as soap, 'cause I got you here to help me, and I brought along my rope. Now I'll ride Blue on the fender, and you steer him from the seat, and I'll rope that little mama, and we'll let her baby eat." So I lined up on the heifer, and he built himself a loop. Then she took off at a gallop. So I just poured on the soup, and Old Blue was doing 30 when we hit that little knoll, but he had her caught for certain. Then I hit that badger hole. The cow kept right on going, but we made a sudden stop. My husband landed underneath, and Old Blue was there on top. But I saw that rope come trailing past, and it cheered me up a mite. And I jumped right out and grabbed it, and I snipped that critter tight around the most convenient rock. You should have heard her beller. Then I went looking for the calf and brought that little feller, and I held him to his mama, and it really pleased me some to see his little belly growing round just like a drum. Made me think about my husband. So I went back to Old Blue to kind of take a look around, see what I had to do. Blue was standing kind of hip slung, because one wheel was up there higher, which was nothing that I couldn't fix with just some baling wire. My husband laid there underneath, said he thought his leg was broke, but it made me pretty happy just to know he didn't croak. Well, I twisted stuff together and I stuck blue in reverse and I backed out of that badger hole. Then I heard my husband curse, and when I stopped to think of it, he was right, without a doubt. Instead of backing over him, I should have pulled him out. Well, I got him loaded in old blue, most all those other things. Propped his leg up with that blanket, though it meant I rode the springs. We finally limped on into town, not traveling very fast. Old Blue, he got new tie rods, and my husband got a cast. Just an ordinary morning, really nothing out of line. By the way, I checked that heifer, and that calf is doing fine.
Man, is that just a masterful piece of writing? Gosh.
Boy, yeah. The matriarch.
Oh, man, Elizabeth Ebert.
Yeah.
The best. Yeah. The late Elizabeth Ebert.
Oh, dear. We're saying that a lot.
We seem to be saying that a whole bunch, don't we? Doggone it, anyway. Well, we are talking about the Rancher's Code, and when we last left, we were talking about being a good steward of the land.
That's right, yeah.
And you mentioned that if you are not a good steward of the land, pretty quick you'll be either A, without land, or, and or B, without a job.
Oh, right. Right? Right. Yeah, and you will be outstanding in your field.
Alone.
Alone.
By the way.
Without any cows, sheep, horses.
I'm going to add to that, being a good steward of the land is being a good steward of the animals.
Yes, absolutely. That goes hand in hand.
God granted dominion to us over the animal,
right?
And if we don't take care of them right, mistreat them, such like that, we will be held accountable. There will come a time.
Yes, we'll have to answer.
We'll have to answer for our actions.
Yes, sirree.
All right, very
well. Good. Tina's mom, Louise, there is no scriptural reference to this, but she used to say they are God's recorders.
Yeah. You know, and ever since you ever since you told me that, oh my goodness, I'm a little more aware, you know. I'm hoping Stubby has a short memory, you know, says, I remember when you did this, and he might tell on me when I try to get through St. Peter's Gate, but.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. It is. All right. Give thanks every day for what you have and the people who got you there.
And be thankful for what you do have.
That's it. Do not gripe about what you don't have.
Right.
If you keep keep your mind centered in what you do have, rather than, oh, poor me, I don't, I can't, I,
I've got old junky equipment.
You have equipment.
That comes out of my mouth almost every day. I hate this.
I hate this old equipment.
Yeah.
But you have equipment. Our poor little first world problems.
I know it.
Giving thanks for what you have and the people who got you there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an interesting statement.
People who got you there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a thought.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about your ranch out there. You've got grandkids that are six generations out there.
Yeah.
How about that first generation that moved there and spent the first winter in Sublette County and decided to stay anyway?
Exactly. Well, a lot of people come here and say, I got too broke to leave, so I had to stay. There's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
The legacy.
Oh, my. That has been left by our forefathers.
Exactly.
That is quite amazing. You know, I'm just going to jump in here and just say one thing real quick, that and what you are teaching your grandchildren to honor that legacy is real cool.
Well, and we are so blessed.
Well, they're proud. Oh. They are proud to be the sixth generation.
Well, and they all like the ranch.
The alternative is such.
Yeah.
And Bill Barwick is going to sing us a little song about this. This was written by Prickly Pear. This is called The Ranch Sale.
They're selling the land I grew up on. The home of my youth is no more.
But the lessons I learned growing up on the ranch are with me as part of my core. Close all your gates tight behind you. Feed your ponies before you take rest. Each spring calf's a new kind of lesson. Each blizzard will measure your best. Work hard from the first ray of daylight. Your best work is yet to be done. Your word and your hand make a contract. Your life and your living are one. Your life and your living are one. Hardly worth having. And God, well, he's in charge of the rain. Water's more value here than money. And the whole world's in a bushel of grain. Well, they've sold the ranch I grew up on, but its legacy lives in me yet. Be true to yourself, ride good horses. Value the wisdom of sweat. Work hard from the first ray of daylight. Your best work is yet to be done. Your word and your hand make a contract. Your life and your living are one. Your life and your living are one. Your life and your living are one. Your life and your living.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Well, we still got more to get through here.
Okay, let's
all
do
right,
it.
Let's do it. The person next to you is more important than anything on your mobile device. Wow.
That is a mouthful right there.
Put your dang phone away.
Mm.
I see these young kids at a restaurant sitting across tables from each other on their phones.
My daughter went to a concert
yeah.
a couple weeks ago. People my age.
Yeah.
Your
really?
Age.
Really?
At the concert.
Really? Nuts.
On their phone.
That's nuts.
On their phone. They weren't even watching the concert or listening to the
man.
Concert. They were on their dang phones.
The person next to you is more important than the person on the other end of that phone.
Talk about an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You got it. Never post anything online you wouldn't say to someone's face.
Amen.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to... Man.
Mm.
All right. Anyway, I could go off on this
one.
Oh,
boy. Yeah.
Well, we've forgot. We've lost etiquette
mm-hmm.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How do you spell that?
Eddie quit. Here we go. Respect the opinions of others, even if you don't agree with them. We talked about that a little earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Duh.
There are ways to agree without
or disagree.
There's a way to disagree
uh-huh.
without being disagreeable.
Absolutely.
And
that doesn't mean we still can't be friends.
Doesn't mean they're wrong.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're wrong. Right?
And we can still be friends and be civil
yep.
to each other.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. The last one, the rancher's code. When you get knocked down, get back up.
Get up.
How many times did your dad tell you get back on that horse?
Many times.
Yep.
And did I want to?
No.
I did not.
But I did.
We did.
Out of respect.
Absolutely.
For our father.
You
bet.
That's right.
Oh, my gracious sakes. Yeah.
Good show. Well,
yeah, great show. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.
That's right, yes. Because we're big fish in a small pond. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
You can add that to the rancher's coat.
I'm offended.